And we're going to go next to one of the places where people are cleaning up from the tsunami. The tsunami displaced millions of people across South Asia, and in just one country, Sri Lanka, authorities estimate that 1 million people have lost their homes or been forced to leave them. It's a country where many people have painful experience with being driven out of their towns. NPR's Philip Reeves is on Sri Lanka's devastated east coast.
Abdul Nufar's only 26, yet for the second time in his life, he's a refugee. When he was 12, civil war between Tamil Tiger insurgents and the Sri Lankan government forced his family to leave Kuchavelli, a small town on the east coast. Their house had been destroyed by fighting. When the current ceasefire began in 2002, he came home. Now his house has been flattened by the tsunami, and he's homeless again.
At the moment, I have no money to spend for anything. I'm a helpless person.
Abdul's studying marketing at university and had high hopes for the future, but he's lost everything. He's living rough between a couple of poles with plastic sheets slung over the top. His tent stands on boggy waste ground, surrounded by hundreds of other similar structures. There's no drinking water and no sanitation. The place is awash with trash and mosquitoes.
I can't describe those things. It's a very difficult experience. I pray to God he should not give this kind of experience to other people.
But there is a multitude of others. Hundreds of homes were mown down in Kuchavelli. In the surrounding district of Trincomalee, the tsunami killed at least 1,000 people and, it's estimated, displaced almost 100,000 others. Savina's a mother of six who's living in a rickety homemade tent a few yards away from Abdul's. Her husband's a fisherman, but they've lost their boat and their home. She too was displaced by war 15 years ago, and she's also homeless again and destitute.
I've only got the dress I'm wearing right now, and as to what to do next is, I just do not know.
The war between the Tamil Tigers, who are seeking an independent state in the north and east, and the Sri Lankan government began in 1983. Many thousands were forced to flee. Patrick Harrigan was in Sri Lanka for much of the conflict.
We've gone already through about three phases of war and ceasefire, where these villagers across the island, not only Hindus, but also Muslims and Buddhist Sinhalese, have twice or thrice become refugees. Like the tsunami that hit Sri Lanka, this is the fourth wave that has displaced not merely thousands, but millions.
On a bridge a few miles south down the coastal road, men are unloading a few dozen boxes of tea, water and old clothing, a contribution to Kuchavelli from a local organization. It's not much, but in this catastrophe, every little helps. The bridge was brought down by the tsunami, so the men must carry the boxes by hand across the water. Mohammed Musamil is from Kuchavelli, and he says the need's desperate.
There are no medicine. There are no huts, no homes.
A solitary mechanical digger is working on the broken bridge, but it's only laying stepping stones across the water. Standing nearby is Jan Ledang. He's a Norwegian from a team set up to monitor the ceasefire, but is now engaged in providing assistance in the crisis. What, he was asked, could the outside world now do to help?
Oh my God, 1 million displaced persons in this small island, living in the jungle area with no food, nothing, and if they really want to help, send money.
Back in Kuchavelli's waste ground camp, like many other parts of Sri Lanka, they need help fast. Villagers say children are starting to get sick with vomiting and diarrhea. Like so many others in Asia, these people must put their lives together again. After being uprooted for a second time, Abdul Nufar, the marketing student, is wondering whether he can muster the strength to do so. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Trincomalee.